Now, we've got another special guest here. We've got the dude who is the executive director of Epic. We've got Gary Graham Hughes on the phone. Gary Graham Hughes, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Mike. Hi, Hank. Thanks so much for having me on with you at K-Hum. It's been a while since I've been on the air with you.
It has been a while. Now, you brought the message of conservation to Fortuna, California yesterday at the Chamber of Commerce meeting. How did that go, in your opinion?
Fortuna is a very diverse community, and it was really transcendental to get up in front of this diverse crowd of people and speak of exactly how you framed it, Mike. Speak of conservation. I so appreciate your putting that type of description on an opportunity for someone from Epic to make a presentation to the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce. You know, the history of Epic has always been one of looking at the cumulative impacts of activities and, you know, getting a chance to step up before the Chamber of Commerce and talk about the cumulative impacts of human economic activities with a special focus on this explosion in cannabis, agriculture, and marijuana cultivation. I mean, this was really an amazing get-together of people. 2013, you know, we're headed into a whole new chapter.
Indeed. Hey, Gary Graham Hughes, I heard that there were tears.
I don't think there were tears. If there were any, they were mine. I mean, I came under a lot of, you know, real important criticism. Frankly, folks are demanding a lot of Epic on this issue around addressing the environmental degradation of marijuana cultivation. And we have been trying to get out on front of what is clearly a really very tricky issue. And it's hard. So people are really frustrated. And then also, you know, there's the real truth that when one starts talking about legalization as a proper step forward in really getting a hold of these degradations, these pollutions, you know, environmental and social pollutions, well, that still meets some resistance, too, in some quarters. So it was a really intense discussion, and I really admire people like Aaron Dunn from the Chamber of Commerce there in Fortuna who got me to that event and made it happen.
Hank Sims?
Yeah, so when you say it was an intense discussion, so give us a flavor of some of that intensity.
Well, you know, there were a lot of people who were quite supportive of what I was saying and that we need to look at building a diversified, resilient economy here on the North Coast, and that cannabis is definitely a part of that. And there was also some real resistance to this idea that there's really healthy families involved in that business. And to step up and say that brought a lot of different reactions from folks. And
what sort of reactions?
Well, some of them were encouraging and saying, yeah, let's move forward and understand that our society is changing, and then others were really quite frustrated. And in fact, really, the reference is that, you know, this pressure that Epic be out chaining ourselves to soil trucks, really, as they head up onto some massive grow.
Well, and why not?
You know, it's a thought-provoking concept for sure, but when it comes to doing work on this issue, we really believe that public education and citizen advocacy, which are really very much within the toolbox of our broad community, the Environmental Protection Information Center, we think that that's a real effective way to move forward on this right now.
So let me, Gary, let me ask you, Epic's policy then, Epic's preferred policy alternative or what you're advocating, you've mentioned legalization, is that where you're at?
Well, you know, on our website, we've tried to make an effort to publish some statements that really cover what we think needs to be addressed.
So what do they say?
Well, one of the most important things is to ensure that any legalization actually takes environmental issues into account.
Why wouldn't they?
You know, when you bust out of Humboldt County on this issue and you get out on a statewide level or a national level, suddenly the environmental impacts aren't really there. You look at some article in Rolling Stone about, you know, where the industry is going in Colorado, and right next to a big picture of a giant indoor grow, of course, there'll be an article from Bill McKibben talking about climate change. And that's, you know, that's the debate that needs to be broadened.
So,
locally, you know, the issues on water resources, the stresses on our waterways from folks who right now on August 20th are depending on withdrawals to keep their agriculture operations going. You know, that's a major issue.
So if legalization is the preferred alternative, then marijuana is regulated like agriculture. No, agriculture is already regulated. The environmental impacts of agriculture.
Yeah, and ostensibly, and the most important thing is to ensure that legalization happens with democratization. And I
what
said
does that mean?
Yesterday before the Chamber of Commerce, because there's no assurances that if a really heavy-handed legalization framework came down that basically continued to make it really illegal by many standards to cultivate any marijuana here in the, you know, Emerald Triangle, as it were. Well, that doesn't give us any assurances that the environmental harms will be abated, and we know then that the black market could continue in this increasingly perverse manner of affecting our communities. So, I mean, we need to be involved here from behind the Redwood Curtain and reach out and organize with people in a cross-sector-type fashion. And that's another reason why it was so important to get in front of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce yesterday.
Can I ask you about
to really
that?
Reach out to new you know.
Gary?
Yeah.
Okay, so the war that you're trying to win, like that of the environmental cause, is won by converting people. When you go to Fortuna, it's my understanding that like you had a slide projector and that you had a picture of just a gnarly clear cut patchwork hillside, and then you put that right next to a marijuana grow. You could imagine that when you go to Fortuna, which is the reddest state of Humboldt County, that might not fly well comparing that heritage industry to what many in Fortuna still view as a pox on the county.
Hey, so, I mean, in retrospect, yeah, I think it's important to take a look at what's going on in our bioregion and all these different sectors. You know, this alliteration that I have, we need to look at what's going on with waste. You know, that's human waste and garbage. We need to look at what's going on with wood. We need to look at what's going on with wine. We need to look at what's going on with weed. We need to look at what's going on with wheels, with roads, with highway construction, all this stuff. And I made this mistake of trying to put, you know, contemporary photos of really, you know, pretty intense economic activity up on the screen. And that's my lesson, and you know, I encourage everyone to learn from my mistake that when you're trying to reach out to a new audience, remember to think about how they will take in what it is that you're trying to say, and that it's better sometimes to think about how people hear something when you get ready to tell them something than it is to think about what it is you want to say.
Gary, I mean, I hear a lot of people sometimes talk about legalization as a preferred policy alternative, but it seems like some people, maybe from have their roots in the Southern Humboldt community, or just sort of the marijuana growing community in Humboldt County, they'll advocate, yes, okay, legalization, but we want to make sure that no corporations can grow marijuana, that no big farms, basically they want to say we want marijuana to be legalized, but we want it to be illegal for everybody else to grow it, except us. That seems to be a stance. You know, there's a lot of advocacy for the family farmer at the same time as people advocate legalization. What do you think about that? I mean, is that what you're saying when you're talking about the environmental impacts? Basically, that you want to keep the marijuana cultivation in the family farmer's hands in Southern Humboldt County?
I mean, that's the idea of legalization with democratization, or the other. You know, the other concept that's been thrown about is legalization. No legalization without reconciliation is to really recognize, you know, the really honest, authentic, organic, and land stewarding efforts that have been a part of how our rural communities have grown.
Does EPIC
decades here?
Does EPIC advocate for the industry?
I wouldn't say we advocate for any one industry. You know, EPIC has always been an organization that was realistic about economic activities. We have never been an organization that advocated against logging per se. We've always advocated for sustainable logging. That's why we were so adamant and continue to be about the protection of our old growth resources. We can't have sustainable timber products coming on to the market that would rely upon the destruction of an irreplaceable old growth resource. Well, you know, the transference to that, you know, could be for farming tomatoes, it could be for raising beef, and it certainly can go to what might go into growing grapes for wine and definitely for wheat. So,
let me,
you know, we're advocates for smart economic planning right now, especially in 2013. You know, I look at what's going on across Northern California, across the planet, and humans are on a suicide mission.
Hey,
and if we don't
Gary,
get our feet underneath ourselves Gary, right away.
Let me ask you this. Like, I can't change lanes when I'm driving without thinking, I would have done that differently. Like, when you – because what I'm hearing about what happened in the meeting is sort of different than the picture you're painting right now, which is there were heated exchanges with members of Fish and Wildlife. Sorry about that. And that there was some yelling and this sort of thing. Like, would you do anything differently if you could redo yesterday's chamber meeting?
Well, I've asked people for some feedback, and – apparently, I tried to keep a pretty cool head. People definitely were very angry with me, and if I were to do anything, I think I would have anticipated perhaps the antagonism before. You know, I've presented to a lot of different, frankly, it's a very diverse community in Fortuna, and I'm very appreciative for all the people that came out to that meeting. I got some very positive support. I think innovation is going to be important. Yes, people get very angry with EPIC, and we continue to try to do innovative work, to stand up and be a conduit as well for people's participation. We think people believe in the work that we're doing, and we'll continue to try to contribute in a positive way. And yesterday was transcendental. Hopefully everyone will move forward from these prejudices of the past that I think I was confronted with by a few people.
All right. Gary Graham Hughes of EPIC, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on KHOM, Mike and Hank. And, you know, I really hope that you can keep having me on. And I'd love to get on and play some music with you sometime. It's always these really heavy topics.
Well, that's your job. You traffic in those. And thank you for doing that.
Thanks a lot. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.